Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Be staying down on the road, man. Rolling all the way from Florida, MIA, on up to Duval, on up to Tennessee. A lot of the real be showing love, you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that. All the dope boys be coming out, all the homegirls be showing love. But a lot of folk, man, they still be looking like they know who I'm here. So let me tell them who I'm here. Rubber band, man, wild as the Taliban. Nine in my right, 45 in my other hand. I'm in trouble, man.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station.
I apologize, everyone. I'm going to be that guy.
Behind the scenes?
No. I'm going to be snobby guy. I don't usually like being this guy.
Fair enough.
I apologize to every one of you because I picked a Rubber Band Man clean version with the crappiest, most high school, middle school edit job I've ever heard.
The reason I looked at you is because I thought you were doing it on the fly.
Yeah, it sounded so janky that it sounds like I'm just doing it back here. Oh, look, I got news for you. I could do it better back here that with my left hand.
I was going to be more impressed with your ability to spot the cuss words and be quick enough because you would have to know the song through and through. Then I was wondering, I'm like, are you back there like reading the
lyrics? I've done that before. I realized, oh God, I pulled up an unedited version. I'm flying blind, so you quickly go to lyrics.com, pull up the thing, and
listen, if that happens, you fade that out, you throw me and I'll be ready to,
I did
to
it
absolutely take it away.
Two of them got past the goalie last week, so apologies everybody.
But that is a producer, people, who takes job and takes pride in the light sounds and the intricacies of his profession. That is why we were rolling along. That's why this is so much fun. So while we're having a little bit of fun, let me remind you of some things. First, that temperature control is definitely one of the most important resources one could have. And if you agree, then DFH Company is 100% the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we have here in our 93.9 studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Let me remind you, I had a moment when I was at the water cooler that our sponsors... support them like you support them. If you enjoy 93.9, if you look forward to being here as much as we look forward to being here, and you have the option to go one place or the other, make sure you put our companies in front. If you got four, if you're trying to decide between Four Pegs and blah, go to Four Pegs. If you just need some realtor questions, you got a list of realtors that you want to ask their question, make sure you go to Derek A. Stewart. You just make sure, like I said, if you want quotes, you call DFH, you add DFH Company to our quotes. OPC Pest Services, UPS Jobs, make sure you support. And our companies, boy, they do get their bank. They get their money's worth working with us, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
they sure do. And we give good vibes. Is there any reminders that you have for the people?
Oh, yeah. Want to give, speaking of our great, I had to make sure I had the right copy here. Great partners. If you want to throw a shekel or two, please head to DraftKings. Damn it, phone.
Go ahead, grab that phone. I'll get back.
I could not get that read out. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Do you have the phone or did you drop it?
No, I X'd it. Here, wait. Nah, all right, cool.
You can grab it. Yeah, it's all good. So, okay, so here's the thing. I will say this. I didn't want the first hour of the show, and I made the point at the end, to be wag my finger, shame on you, guy. But it is my job to say, hey, if 78% of things are good, but you only talk about the 25 that's not, and you're setting people's standards based on the worst 25% of the job they do, that's not reality. That's not reality, and you don't have, that doesn't have to be conversation. It doesn't have to be edgy conversation to enjoy sports. You don't have to talk about hiring and firing to enjoy sports. Again, I'll even give you the extra disclaimer. If you're emotional because you're a gambler, just say it. Put it up front. Satterfield's unpredictable nature makes it difficult for me to win money off of him. Say it. Say it. Say Satterfield. And like either caller or Ryan or Ron said, I don't like that. I want my coaches to yell at referees all day like I would do. Say it. But say, I realize that judging a man's ability to coach a football team based on him screaming and yelling at an official is not more than 1%, more than 1% affecting his job and his ability to do his job. I'll even give you that 1% screaming and okay, what I mean by that 1%, that means 100 games played, there is one game that a coach in a referee's ear made the difference between the win and the loss. But guess what they're doing? You mean those other 99% that have nothing to do with the outcome of the game? You just want your coach screaming for no reason at all.
Is it even 1%?
No, Nikki. I'm giving you a 1% just to entertain you, just to show you how ridiculous that is. I want you to have 26 points of higher blood pressure just as my coach. I need you to have high blood pressure like me because I'm at home going crazy. I want you to do that. Just entertain me. Yell and scream and fire people and cut people. Jesse, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind? Fire away, Jesse.
I ain't heard nobody say this, and I just so if everybody's so mad right now about the football program, right? What are they going to be like next year when Malik ain't the quarterback back there? How mad are they going to be then? Hey, they thinking
just as mad.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. Like, what are they going to think then?
No.
Who's gonna be back there? That's my question.
Is that what you're thinking about on a Monday morning after we just busted Boston College?
No, that's not what I'm thinking. But I hear everybody calling, and all these fans are so mad. Everybody's so mad. I'm sitting there and so just I'm out here delivering mail. I'm a mailman.
Okay.
The first thing in my head is, what are they gonna think next year? They ain't heading with the offense now. Malik's covering the lineup for us.
Listen, I appreciate the call, Jesse. That line is playing its rear end off. That line is playing some good football. Malik is playing some good football. And here's the problem. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Satterfield has done this before. He's won with all kinds of quarterbacks. That's why he's the head coach here. He's proven he can adapt. You know what everybody said about Lamar Jackson? What are you going to do with Lamar? I've been listening to the same. What are you going to do when Carleek leaves? I'm going to go get the number one junior college point guard in the country in L. Boogie Ellis. And I'm going to put him on display for y'all. And he's going to do a backwards 360 between the legs. And you're going to say, Carleek who? You don't got no safeties. Yeah, I have an eye for talent. I'll go to Alcorn State and get a safety if I need a safety. Oh, you lost your offensive line coach. Yeah, I'll get the offensive line coach from Auburn. Yes. Yes, my three-star Ashton can hold his own. Yes, I need more time to get more big guys, but I have to fill out my roster before I can just put points up and just keep on, you know, keep on trucking. And yeah, jeez. Let me get back to the phone lines. Jason, thanks for joining us on Middays with Marcus Maven. Fire away.
Hey, how's it going, Marcus?
Good.
All right, so like two things. First thing will be real quick. Statistically speaking, I think it's ridiculous that Malik is not getting Heisman nods. I don't think he'll win by no means, but, you know, he's one of the best statistical quarterbacks in the nation, and I don't care what our record is. I think he deserves, you know, at least consideration.
Yeah, some acknowledgement. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, absolutely. And secondly, so I was talking to a buddy of mine this weekend, and he told me, he said, I'm disappointed that we won because they just don't want Satterfield here anymore. And first of all, I'll tell you guys what I told him. That's ridiculous. And secondly,
let me ask you this: how good of a friend is that?
What's up?
How good of a friend is that? The guy who told you that.
Hey, repeat what you said one more time, man. You cut out.
I said, how good of a friend is the person who said that to you?
Let's just be real, man. I'm considering dropping them after that comment they made to me.
Compliments, good sir. They say you are the average of your five friends, and he brings the bar way down if he's around you saying stuff like that.
Yeah. But I think it's just – I think, if I'm being honest, man, I think it's a bit ridiculous to down Satterfield right now. I mean, look at what he came into. He came into with a team that was 2-10.
No, we forgot all about that.
and then we went 8-5 the next year, and then we had COVID the next year. And this year, it's not like we're having a bad year at all. We're playing well. Like, any fan that's out there that's saying that, oh, fire Satterfield, get Jeff Brohm, you know, this and that, and yes, I'm looking at you, Steve Rummage. I'm sure that you're listening to this right now. But, no, man, like, give Satterfield a shot. Obviously, you know, I think every fan would say, yeah, absolutely, we'd love to have Jeff Brohm. But don't just toss Satterfield aside like he's nuts. Like, he's as good of a coach as anybody. So, I mean, I think it's a bit ridiculous to give up on them this early, but, you know, I'll get off here and, you know, go Cards and, you know, thank y'all for doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. I appreciate the call. Again, the conversation, the Brohm and Satterfield conversations can be independent. They do not have to be tied at the hip. The conversation of your criticism, just make sure you start it off with ACC, former ACC Coach of the Year Scott Satterfield should make some adjustments with that. Let's make sure we acknowledge that when you say, yeah, true freshman Jalen Alderman did this. Redshirt freshman. What is Jordan Watkins? Is Jordan Watkins a redshirt freshman? Jordan Watkins is a redshirt freshman, and y'all will spend, you'll spend your whole week calling me, making, forcing a narrative about local recruiting. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, one of your most important players right now is Jordan Watkins, the local friend. He put Jordan Watkins. No, because he was out there last year. So, Jordan Watkins, you know, is like your premier wide receiver right now. Behind, like he, listen, I'm sorry. Jordan Watkins and Marshawn Ford are your premier receivers locally. But that instead of you calling in saying, hey, I'm really proud of Jordan Watkins' local product. I'm really proud of Josh Minkins' local product. I'm really proud of Marshawn Ford's local product. Those three local kids beat Boston College. They were all effective against Boston College. They all made big impact plays against Boston College. I'm really proud of former walk-on Ramon Perrier out there doing this thing. I mean, there was so much to compliment. You latch on to whatever loser complaint you can come up with, and you try to flood other. That's why I say get those loser friends away from you. Don't flood people's timeline with loser crap. That's not the only way to be interesting.
What'd you say? It's the you're defined by the average of your three friends?
Of your five friends. You are the average of your five closest friends.
What if I only have three? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I got so many.
With five people around you. Be careful with that, too. Monitor that. Monitor that.
Blake, and, are you my friend?
And I have been throwing a block party lately. So be careful what you throw on my social media, because you getting blocked and you ain't coming back unless you gonna have to be my friend with a whole new personality, a whole new social media account, because the block has the block is hot. Billy, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Billy. Fire away. Billy. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, Marcus?
Oh, there you go. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. So, look, I didn't get to watch the game last, so I went back and watched it afterwards, unfortunately. But I got to see a lot because I was able to rewind and stuff like that. Man, I really feel like the defense played great this week. What in Boston College, a team preseason that some of us said we had a chance of losing, though?
Yes. Yes,
like,
really.
I think I remember that. I remember some people thinking Boston College was a hell if you go back and, you know, watch some of the older shows. You know, a lot of us agreed. But not just that. Like, what are we panicking about? Okay, you throw the Ole Miss game out. We're, like, 4 points, 5 points away from being 6-1. And we're acting like we're, like, getting destroyed out there by everybody. Like,
yeah,
that's not making any.
Listen, and late comebacks that can be, that you can remedy.
That comes with young players. That comes with having freshmen who've never been through that before in the fourth quarter, who don't know how to hold a lead. I mean, we do have
and,
some experience.
And coaches, I'll add it, and coaches learning to trust their young
exactly.
players.
Exactly. But, man, I'm excited for the rest of the season. I think if, you know, if we went out, you know, if we do lose the UK game, but if we went out up to the UK game, man, I think we got a real good chance of making it to a decent bowl. These guys get older. We're going to have transfers coming in. So I'm super excited. I'm not one of them fans that wants the doom and gloom for U of L. I want Scott Satterfield as our head coach. I want someone, you know, he went to that South Carolina thing, whatever. We got to either get, you know, forget about that or keep whatever pandering on it. But we need that. That's what everybody's still so upset about, I feel. But they just need to get over it, man. I think he's here to stay. Go Cards. I can't wait to hear the rest, Marcus.
Listen, I appreciate the call. I mean, listen, everybody knows. Once you get into that disagreement with your lady friend or your male friend, you can't bring that up again. You can't bring that up every time you're mad about them doing something else. When you don't take out the trash, she doesn't get to bring up that time you got caught texting your ex. Listen, we gonna get over it or not? This has nothing to do with me not taking out the trash.
How am I supposed to know you're not hiding your cell phone in the trash can and not taking it out? No, no, sweetheart. What we're going to do is now we got to break up. Because my lack of attention to the trash detail has nothing to do. Listen, I shouldn't have been texting with her. You're right. I was wrong. But yeah, I get it. But it has nothing to do with me cutting the grass. And if you're going to bring up me texting her if I'm a day late on cutting the grass, y'all be having some problems, y'all. Y'all be going through some things. DJ, thanks for joining us on Middays with Marcus Maven. Fire away.
What's up, Marcus? DJ from Texas. How you doing?
Feeling good.
Hey, I'm feeling even better. Look, I'm going to just put it out there. Look, coaches coach, players play. We had our issues with coaches. I'm John L. Smith, Bobby Petrino, Charlie Strong. You know, we're going to always have issues with coaches. However, if you're going to be a freaking Louisville Cardinal fan, be a fan. Show up at the games. You know, cheer them guys and them girls on because of the women's volleyball team. Excuse me. The women's volleyball team, Coach Bus Broom, doing her thing. And the only thing people are complaining about is what we don't have. You don't see that in other conferences. You don't see that in the SEC. You don't see it in the Big 12. You don't see it in the Big 10. They showing up to those games regardless of what their team numbers are. They showing up. They're being loud. They lose. They win. But they still showing up in the game supporting those kids that are out there on the field. And as Louisville Cardinal fans, that's what we need to do. When Louisville teams come here in Texas, I am there. I'm there every single game and will not miss one, and I'm not going to miss one if they come here and I can reach them. If I'm at home, I'm going to a game while I'm at home. I don't care what the record is. I'm going to the game.
Right.
But the bottom line is we need to support those kids out there because they chose to come to Louisville. We're just Louisville fans that live in Louisville, and some of us live outside of Louisville. And we're fans. They chose to come there. How you expect somebody to come there and show up and show out if the stadium is not even full? Again, we're going to have bad seasons. We're going to have good seasons. Everybody wants the Bobby Petrino number, the scoreboard, and all that stuff again. Those days are over, okay?
Yeah, they want the Bobby Petrino numbers. Yeah. They want the Charlie Strong defense. They want the Satterfield. They don't even – think about this. They don't even want the Satterfield gentleman. I try to make a perfect coach, give you Bobby's offense, Charlie's defense, and his recruits, and Satterfield's personality, and they're still like, well, he doesn't yell at the refs enough, so yeah. Like, golly, thank you for bringing that to my attention, DJ.
Have a good one. That's what I'm here to do.
Absolutely. I appreciate the call. I'm just sitting here doing math, and I'm just like, yeah, what are we doing here? Let me keep rolling along. Is that Dana? Dana, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind? Dana.
I gotta say it. Scott Satterfield has been pre-fired.
By who?
By the fan base.
By you?
Not by me. See, I don't have a problem. I'm patient enough to wait and see. But as far as this fan base is concerned, he's pre-fired. They're just waiting for him to leave. Because it's like this, and it's kind of sad to watch.
I don't agree. I don't agree, but I'm listening.
Just follow me on this one to see if I can sway you, but I probably can't, but I'll try.
I'll try.
Every week, the goalpost just keeps getting moved back further and further and further. The only way he keeps his job to me is disappointing the eyes of these fans is if he runs the table, goes 6-0 with an average margin of victory of 10 points or better every game.
No, because you know what happens to that, Dana? Then all of a sudden, you know what we listen to? The down year for the – listen, we listen to the down year for the ACC talk. And Dana, I appreciate the call. I got a lot online. We're going to listen to down year talk for the ACC with every win. So that pre-firing, like that is just – that's just social – jargon. That's just social media jargon. That's just trying to trump up a false narrative. Not even Ty Ray would entertain that, you know, that kind of conversation. But here's the thing. I No, you know how this works, people. You have been listening to me long enough to know how this works. And you need to protect your own brain, your own social media circle, your friends' minds, because Kentucky opened up as an underdog to Mississippi State. Y'all know good and well that last Georgia cover point, they could have picked their score. Do I have to go tell you what Ole Miss just did to who? LSU? Do I have to tell you what Ole Miss could have picked their score against LSU? The same LSU that worked Florida. I can do transitive property all day, and it's easy. And you know what the equal sign comes up to? The uncomfortable equal sign after all these transitive property comments says, well, Florida's not that good. Equal sign. Equal sign, LSU's not that good. They lost to Kentucky. They're firing their coach. Equal sign, Missouri is obviously not that good. They lost to that Boston College team. Equal sign, even Clemson, who all of a sudden Clemson sucks. They lost, what, 10-3 to Georgia? Lost by touchdown to Georgia. So, if you're not going to do that with your, and I'm talking about Louisville fan that wants to bring up South Carolina, or Louisville fan that wants to bring up, well, because your rival is doing so good. Are they? Are they? Or did Louisville's front half of their schedule play two top 10 offenses, which gave you gaudy numbers? And the offenses on the second half of Louisville's schedule, are their soft offenses? Are their weaker offenses? Why can't you say you made it out of, listen, you made it out of your first, what, 7 games, 4-3, and you got a weaker half back into your schedule? Is that impossible? That's why, Dana, that's why I don't do the pre-firing talk. Because you're just setting a little cancer pill right there in the middle of your, what do you, no, it's not a pre-firing. Especially when you see how much growth you're getting. You watch the running back get better. You watch the offensive line dominate. You watch them bring more pressure. Newsflash, people. That's a fifth-year senior quarterback. And we lit his ass up on Saturday. But no, on Monday, I want to talk about attendance. And attendance is Satterfield's fault. No. That's why Marcus has to waste his time going back to articles from 2017.
It's Lamar's playing style. That's why the fans didn't go to the game. Oh, what does this say about the stadium expansion that even with the Heisman Trophy winner returning, you can't even fill up Papa John's Cardinal Stadium?
That was stupid. Plumber Chuck, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind? Oh, Cody, fire away, my man.
What's up, man? Shoot, we're getting a fired up Marcus today, aren't we, man?
Frustrated.
I feel it, dude. I was about to say, though, man, I think that the football staff tuned into some of your YouTube live streams, because I swear that they fed those dudes on defense with peanut butter sandwiches and just told them to go to work. Like, dude, that was the best defensive performance since Notre Dame, man. I mean, I don't know why fans are just so angry, just so upset. It's like, all right, I'd rather at this stage like win the game with the defense than the offense right now. We needed to see the defense do what they did. They rushed more than three, and they got to the quarterback, and they frustrated Boston College, man. I mean, I love seeing that, dude. And you know, with the offense, like, it was raining, the ball was flipping out of the hands. I mean, it happened.
That's a good point, Cody. That has not been mentioned all morning.
Yeah, dude. And this is the best offensive line that we've had in about 5 years. I mean, I don't know what the statistics and the numbers are, but, I mean, just from the eye test, we ran 300 yards on a good Boston College defense. I mean, come on, y'all. Listen, I'm in the boat where I was calling for some heads. I wasn't necessarily, calling for Satterfield to just straight up get fired, but I was like, okay, we might need to see some staff changes. But, you know, I mean, I just think maybe it was just an adjustment with the scheme. I mean, I was getting on Mark Ivey, but I'm starting to think that maybe the scheme wasn't benefiting the defensive line as much as it should have, and they corrected it. Now, I want to see it. I want them to build upon what they did against Boston College and defense.
Right.
And keep it going. But I swear, if we go on the road, we beat NC State, and we're 5-3. If people are complaining about that after that, then they're not fans. They're not fans. If you go out and get a rope kill in the ACC against a good NC State team, I wish they didn't lose to Miami, but they're still a good team. If the fans ain't getting back with that, well, I mean, it just is what it is. We'll get some new fans. That's all I got to say, man. You're having a great show, dude. And check your text, man, because I might – I think you know what I'm talking about. I might have something cool booked for you. So.
Definitely.
See you, brother.
Listen, again, you repeating, you going echo chamber to repeat these same narratives just because you don't want to be wrong about the Satterfield hire. That's why I'm still bringing up 2017, because that is the attitude, that is the poisonous attitude. That's why I encourage y'all, block people who are just trying to be right with their original prediction. Mute them. Mute them, because that means your conversation is not based on a better team. Your conversation is not based on a better program. Like your emotion, like the things you get on social media, the things y'all have to listen to on a daily basis, when it's not being based on gaining information, gaining fact, it's just based on how can I lie to make this about him talking to South Carolina, because I want to be right that he was too small time for the job anyway. I mean, you're addicted to saying I was right and I knew it wasn't going to work out. You are addicted. You will go 18 years saying LeBron James is not going to work and laugh because he got, slowing down. Listen, I said Ja Morant will not work playing like that. I was wrong. I was wrong. Wrong.
You win some, you lose some.
I thought he was too reckless. But here's the thing. You know what I didn't do? I didn't spike the ball and say, see, I told you, when he was hurt. I wanted him to succeed. I wanted him to succeed more than I wanted to be right about him not working out. Let it go. Let it go. Listen, I don't like the South Carolina thing. But using the South Carolina conversation inside of this conversation, that means we can't go back and forth, because you're blinded. Your judgment is clouded. Plumber Chuck, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Marcus?
Feeling good.
The only thing I'm going to say is I don't know if it's, you know, maybe you can agree with me. Are you tired of hearing about attendance? I am. I really am. All right. I did a fall festival Saturday. The place was packed. The people that are not going to the games have probably got kids that don't want to drag out there in the weather.
Right.
And, you know, if you like them, you're going to go. Like I said, winning cures everything. And I'm glad they won 30. I'm happy we won 30. But I'm not going to bash Satterfield. You've got certain people that don't like him, and that's, you know, they want to get fired. And you know that I gave him criticism to begin with, and I told you to say this.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
I gave the guy a chance, and I said he was turning around. So it took me a little bit.
Chuck, I appreciate the call. I'm up on the break. Here's the thing. Again, the only thing I'm going to say, if you're holding firm to I knew he was a bad hire from the beginning, and you're holding firm to he's a bad hire because he doesn't keep his foot on somebody's neck because he's up 28 points. That's your clout. You're tainted. You're tainted. And if you text every single show, you're tainted. You're not looking at the product on the field. And I got to take a commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maybin on 939 The Ville. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybin. 8150. 939 is the number. 939 is the station. If you could hang on, West End Wayne, Uber Andre, please hang on. That's the tease, y'all. Those are our next two callers. Nikki is going to get our volleyball song. He's going to use it to play out. I want to know if y'all will accept this one, and you'll get the little underlying sneak reference here, error. But I want to take 1 second, y'all, to we're gonna have a partnership moving forward that I just kind of want to talk about. This is a little bit of off text. Just want to talk about a new partnership with the Volunteers of America. You know, you'll see it somewhere in many places via VOA. Today I'm asking for help of Volunteers of America. If you don't know what VOA does, here's the answer. So many things that are important to you and your family. VOA's mission is to create real, meaningful change in our community. Volunteers of America is there for people who need the most. Men, women looking for help, battling addiction, families who are overcoming homelessness. What's going on? We just had the team stop by the window, y'all. This is one of our good things. And it kind of threw me off. Sorry about that. Men, women looking for help, battling addiction, families are overcoming homelessness, from connecting the people to affordable health care, to providing HIV tests and information. VOA has more than 40 programs to serve our community, our community's most urgent needs. We need dynamic and dedicated people to be a part of this team. So to learn more about VOA, go to VOAMID.org, or you can follow them on the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all at VOAMID. VOAMID, remember that. You type that in now so you don't forget about it. We have immediate openings, and the team is paid weekly. Go to VOAMID.org to find out more today. So that's something you're going to be hearing a lot more about moving forward. Again, this is, you know, we've always been really a community based radio station, so these opportunities we cannot pass up. West End Wayne, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call. I want to start off by saying Nikki D has access to the show. I really appreciate him. I like what he brings to the program.
Right.
He sounds like a good fellow. I wish he'd had more input on the show itself. I just think he could be an asset to your program.
Fair enough.
Now, to the football program, mobile fan base, if they don't understand what they have here, they've got a very talented, young, and up-and-coming coach, both on defense side of the ball and offensive side of the ball. This coach is going to get plucked away from here if we're not supporting the program. And what I mean by supporting it is both on these call-in shows and by getting your butts in the seats. To be a program that you don't get plucked from, you're going to have to be a program that supports the team. And national televised games, which run on basically every game, people sit back and see that, both recruits and people out and about, this period. And
right.
You cannot support, you cannot put yourself out there as a powerhouse and pump your chest and say, we should not get a coach like this or a coach like that. This guy you got is a good coach. He's a clean coach. Your program's clean. Your players have camaraderie. They you can tell they care about one another. I myself, as a fan, I look up the road at Lexington, and they gave Buttermilk, what is he, in eight, nine years there now?
At least.
And he's just now through, let's just say it, through, he's handing the cash bags out now. He's getting that type player now. I don't want that here. I'm tired of all that that's going on in the past. You can get Bulldog tough players that doesn't have to be cheaters and thugs. That may be why he goes and puts for the three-star guys. He sees that he can create a five-star guy out of him. He's got a young team fan base. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you all. Everyone is trying to reach out to get Brom. That's a mistake. I am telling you, fan base, I love Louisville as much or more than any of you all. Let this man do his thing. That defensive coach, Brown, is – go back to the games and look at the exotic blitz packages that he creates. This stuff is being done during the week, so they're putting time in to ball games. That tells me they're dedicated. They are teaching the players to become ball players and men, which I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want a guy to come to school and just be a ball player. You know, take some pride in the guys that you're bringing in and teach these young men to become great citizens and men. You know, like I'm saying, I'm going to get off here because I know you got another caller and we're short on time. But I love the show. I think Nicky does a great job. I'd like some more input on him in the program. And please, fan base, support this coach. You're getting him at a steal. I think he makes $3 million a year. You know, saving him is at $9 and $10 million a year.
Right.
You can't afford that. And besides that, what kind of savings is going to come to a fan base that don't support the program? The tickets are cheap. The seats are great. It's a nice facility. Fill it up. That's why we built it. Fill it up. Show them. It doesn't matter if Donald Duck's coach. If we're winning, hey, let's support them. Marcus, I love you, my man. The nighttime show is great. You know I support you there as well, brother. Have a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate the call. Just to throw this on the back end to back up my point, I'm going to read this text as gospel. So don't be mad at me if it's not. Current Sagarin ratings, Louisville schedule is 20th. Third hardest in the ACC.
Wow. Who are the two ahead of him?
Clemson and Miami.
Wow.
Yeah, because Clemson had Georgia
and
North Carolina State and whoever else. But you get the point. Like, hey, what if Satterfield and his inexperienced team, he didn't trust them early to still throw the ball and catch the ball and not turn over the ball? And what if he's getting better? Yes. What if he's learning to get better with playing with a 28-point lead? Now, you know what this reminds me of? Hey, y'all. Y'all do realize Lamar's the youngest Heisman Trophy winner in the history of all Heisman Trophies. It's possible for him to get better at throwing the football.
Yeah, Marcus, he is what he is.
He's 19.
Nah, he'll never be able to. If you have to be pure passer,
he's 19. He just won the Heisman. The youngest ever.
He's too inaccurate. He says, let's change positions now.
Stupid.
Uber Andre, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
I think our buddy Uber Andre dropped off.
That's fair.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, Uber Andre. That's fair enough. You play our volleyball song, and you tell us if that will get approval as the play out moving forward.
All right. And also, just want to remind everybody, Scott Satterfield's press conference coming up at noon. You'll hear that on ESPN Louisville right here over on 93.9 The Ville. It's presented by U of L Health. Make the impossible possible. That's the power of you. By the way, Wayne, thanks for the shout-out. Appreciate you.
You paid him.
Checks in the mail.
What's our coach's name? That wasn't for you, Nikki. That was for the listeners. Here comes the y'all don't really worry like. Here comes the here comes the here comes the y'all don't really worry. Midday to Marcus Maven on 939 DeVille. Here comes the here comes the y'all don't really worry like. I said so. I keep big bills up in my heart on the dirty like blood. So I ain't got no twist in my head, but I'm still dreadful. And I got plenty of bread, so I go to bed for a lie. In it to win it, to win it, I'm all in. I might call you my cousin, young blood, but we ain't kidding. You think of jumping, man, you best think again. The dirty, I'm the type of man that might go broke for revenge. Have some not so nice friends, kick the door off the hinge. Take the door off your bins, for your friends, man, please. This is very cynical. Need no subliminal. I'm physical, financial, and mental to be a general. Hey, the mama claims she want a soldier. Not the type be in the tank, but in that rover. Man, please, I'm in the zone like AIDS full blown. I'm killing it like a blind man reading. I'm feeling it like. Oh, yeah. Here comes the.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.